Hey, what did you do fun this week? What's one thing that you'd say, that was fun? Praying in your bed. Well, that sounds fun. Well, we should just stop right there. I know, like, how do you improve on that?
Well, I did something.
Well, go ahead and try. What did you do last week? It was fun. I watched a movie that you like, but you haven't watched it in a long time. That's fun. How about you? So, Miss played with your sister, which is fun. All right, I got it. Yeah. Just amazing. I don't know how many people we had go through there. Imagine 300? More than that, you think? Yeah? Yeah? So, hundreds of people came. It was super awesome. We had 27 vendors, people selling cool stuff. The people were there that sold, Christmas gifts and that sort of thing. They sold things that they made. They sold dolls. They sold clothes. They sold jewelry. They even had gluten-free food, which was just amazing. And also, they had a guy there that made leather belts. In fact, I'm wearing it right now. Yeah, this leather belt was handmade. And it even has the guy's name inside it. He signed it for me. Because that's what we do. When we do something well and we're really good at it, we want to do it with other people too. But there was another table there that was super, super awesome. And it was from our friends at ARC. And ARC is an organization here in Cape May County that has a special ministry, these special programs for people of Down syndrome or autistic people or other people who are gifted in different ways than you and me. They may walk a little different. They may think a little different. That they may see things a little differently. But there are neighbors, and this program, the ARC program, has a super, super, super great idea. And they had a table there. And do you know what they sold? What they made and sold? Of course you don't. But I have it right here, which I know we're going to fight about later, is they have popcorn. They have popcorn. Here, want to hold this for me? Don't open it. Okay, this is Melissa's. All right. Say, proudly employing adults with autism. It's called Popcorn for the People. And so they do these ARC groups, these groups that spend time with people with these special skills. They get together and they make popcorn and sell it to support their program. And they had kids there and young adults that were there. Selling the popcorn at our table, walking around, passing out flyers. They were there to greet people. Everybody had a job to do. So this week, I want to give you a job. Next time you ask your caregivers if maybe you could make something at home that you can share with other people. Maybe you could make some cookies for a neighbor. Maybe you could make some popcorn, and instead of eating it all yourself, you could go and share it with someone else. Maybe at school, next time someone needs a hand, maybe you could say, I'll do that. Because as much fun as it is to do fun stuff during the week, we also want to do things that are good for other people too. God put us on this planet to do good and to show people what Jesus is like. Jesus was always doing good and pointing us in the right direction. So thank you for all the things you did last week and for all the things you will do this week. And you try to think of one thing you can do this week that would help someone else. And that's how you show your love for God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we just thank you for opportunities to pray and to play, to learn, and to grow. I thank you for these children today. Pray they might be blessed because they sure are a blessing to us. And we thank you for all of our vendors yesterday at the craft fair, especially our friends at ARC. And we thank you for all they do, for some very, very special people, and that we can celebrate that in our community today. In Jesus' name, amen. Here, why don't you take these bags with you upstairs today for your time, and you have our permission to share the popcorn. Who has it? Is this Mary? Feel free to enjoy the popcorn. Great. Thanks for being with me.